So that is The Choking Kind, and it's by Fíochna Óbrienán, Tom Dunn and Alan Connor. Now, you know the names individually, and they've come together to form a new band, and they travel there around the country playing their On The Road Again gigs. Well, that wasn't enough, because they've put together an album called Live At The Pavilion, and it was out a week or two ago now. It's a live album recorded at The Pavilion in December 2023, and we're very, very lucky because we have, fresh from touring, Fíochna on the line. Fíochna from, of course, the Hothouse Flowers. How's it going, Fíochna?
It's going great, Kieran. Great to talk to you. How are you?
Good, yeah, yeah. You know yourself, crazy Christmas period and all that
crazy
kind of thing.
Christmas time. Can I start, in fact, now that I think of it, by congratulating you on the IMRO Award that you got recently?
Oh, well, thank you.
highly deserved. So congratulations on that.
Well, look, you know yourself. I just carry it around on a chain around my neck. And
excellent. Things like that. As you should.
Thank you indeed. But congratulations on your album. So your album, Live at the Pavilion, came out a week or two ago now. Kind of 12 tracks. It's a mixture of covers, originals from across your storied careers, and kind of new music as well for this project, which we'll get to. So how does it feel to have it out?
It is very exciting. You know, I mean, this whole thing came together very organically when, if you cast your mind back to the very first gig in the Three Arena in Dublin after the pandemic, the lineup was Hothouse Flowers, Something Happens, I think the stunning Jerry Fish, the Franklin Walters, everybody playing with the Irish Chamber Orchestra.
Mm.
It was basically a kind of a continuation of what was Fela Classical, where everybody teamed up with the Irish Chamber Orchestra, who did arrangements and all of our songs, beautiful arrangements. And so the idea was to reopen. The first gig in the Three Arena was this gig in after the pandemic. And, of course, they were in touch with various members of various bands to try and promote the gig and go on radio programs and so on. And the only person available from the Hothouse Flowers was me, and the only person from Something Happens was Tom. So we agreed that we would do it. And we said, well, we should really do something together for the radio program. And Tom actually suggested perform Willie Nelson's classic On The Road Again, which we did, together with John O' Dreams, the great Christy Moore song, or a song that we know from Christy Moore. So both very simple, both songs that we could just sit down an hour before going on air and work out how we were going to do them. And we just played them together, one guitar and two voices, and we harmonized. And we came away from that with kind of like Tom, believe it or not, had never had anybody sing backing vocals with him before or sing harmony vocals with him. And it kind of blew his mind that this would happen. It was very much, we sort of lit a spark of something that night where we should try and do this again sometime. And my local theatre, the Whale Theatre, at that stage constantly been on to me about, you know, the key is under the mat, come and do something in the theatre. And so I suggested to Tom, why don't we just book a night in my local theatre? It's 120 people. It'll be great fun. They'll look after us really well. And let's do a show. So we started getting together at fairly regular intervals in my little home studio. I've got a wooden shed in the garden that masquerades as a studio. And we got together once a week for quite a while, just looking at each other's songs and talking about other songs that we loved. And Tom, very early on in the proceedings, suggested that we bring Alan Connor on board. And so we did. And then we ended up doing a good 6 months or 9 months later, we played the first show in the Whale Theatre, and it was really great fun, and we haven't looked back ever since.
Yeah, yeah. And like, so the album, as I said, is made up of like cover versions and, you know, originals from across your career. But how do you get that set list together? How does that, is it natural, or is it like, I want a couple of mine, you can have a couple of yours, and then we'll...
I think that was the most natural instinct of all, is that we should do a couple of his songs and a couple of my songs, be they Hothouse Flowers songs that people would know, or be they more recent songs that I've written that people might know as well. Tom really, he loved my Winter Sun EP, which is the EP that I put out during the pandemic. That was just something that I recorded on my own, and I never envisaged being able to perform that live. But he said, there's got to be a way of performing that live. So we just stripped it right down to the guitar part and the low whistle, and Alan playing the chords and the piano. And Tom had taught himself how to play acoustic guitar during the pandemic. This was his great success story from the pandemic, is that he did online guitar lessons and has now become a really excellent acoustic guitar player. And then obviously we figured, like, during a show that would feature himself and myself, you know, people would love to hear some of the really well-known songs from my career and from his career. So we do Parachute, and we do Don't Go, and we do Hallelujah Jordan, and we do Hello Hello, you know, so there's kind of a hothouse happens situation going on with all of that. And then, you know, in the course of hanging out together, Tom, you know, we also tell some stories about how some of the songs came to be. And I do a song called Take a Look Around With You, which is a song on the Winter Sun EP that Tom really encouraged me to do. He does a version of Brian Wilson's God Only Knows and tells the remarkable story of his various encounters over his life with Brian Wilson. He's interviewed him a few times, some more successful than others. And he tell, you know, they're very funny stories. I do a song of mine that the Flowers recorded on Into Your Heart, a song called Magic Bracelets, which is a tribute song to Joe Higgs, who's the godfather of reggae, amazing, who became a friend of ours in the late 90s. Joe and the Flowers made an album together, his very last album, because he got sick during the making of that record and sadly passed away in December of 1999 before the record even came out. Joe Higgs, you might know, he wrote that song Steppin' Razor, for example. He was for Peter Tosh. He was Jimmy Cliff's band leader. Mm. He taught the Wailers how to harmonize in Higgs's yard in Trenchtown, you know, and stuff like that. So the very first show we did in the Whale, it's a bit like an evening with, where there's a sort of a, you know, 45-minute set, and then we take a little break, and then we come back on and do another hour. And the very first kind of incarnation of On the Road Again, which the show has now become called, it remains the sort of the structure broadly ever since, you know. We kind of nailed it on the first go.
Yeah. it feels like it's really kind of taken legs, you know. It's become like a big part of both of your careers. And it could easily have been, you know, because, you know, it was a fun thing to do. But now it's properly become a big thing. And you've written a new song. You've started your first kind of new songs together. Our Song. And I was going to say, could you tell us a little bit about that before we play it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, all along the whole process of listening to one another song, we said we've got to find some time to write some songs together, and that time has proved elusive. You know, but the Late Late Show about a year and a half ago called us up and said, look, we'd love to have you on, we believe we've seen you doing these gigs together, wouldn't it be great to get you into the TV studio on a Friday night? Alan Connor, who plays with us, also plays piano with the Late Late Show house band. And they said, would you do, you know, let me be great to hear a verse and a chorus of Parachute, maybe you do that, and Tom can sing it, or maybe a verse and a chorus of Don't Go, and Fiacna, would you play a tune on the tin whistle maybe as well, do something traditional, kind of get that feeling into it. And I said, that all sounds great. And I asked their music producer, said, well, what can we do, one of our new songs? To which the reply said, yeah, we'd love to hear one of your new songs. So I phoned up Tom, and I said, Tom, they've agreed to one of the new songs. And Tom replied, he said, Fiacna, what song is that? I said, it's the one, Tom, we're going to write between now and Friday.
Well, great.
We did not have a new song. But I just figured, I knew that we needed a bit of pressure just to catalyze it, and I knew something would come up, because all they wanted was like a minute or something. I said, like, if we can't come up with a minute of something new between now and Friday, you know, we've got to give up. So we did, and I started writing Our Song. The appropriately titled Our Song, on the beach in Greystones near where I live, when I'm walking the dog every day, and I just started humming some lines, you know, in the rhythm of walking. Very often lines, couplets come to you, and an idea for a song can start crystallizing, and I was bouncing them back and forth to Tom, and we eventually, like, literally in the RTE studios, nailed, you know, two verses, two choruses, and that was all we needed.
Yeah. Well, look, it's
the second single.
Yeah, and it's great because it points the way to future success, I suppose. Well, look, congratulations on the album. Live at the Pavilion CD by Fiacna, Tom and Alan is out now. You can go get it in all good places, including your Bandcamp, which is a good place to get it.
Bandcamp is a good place to get it. Yeah,
go and check out the Bandcamp.
Shows coming up as well.
And there's a load of shows coming up as well, I was going to say, and probably the most pertinent ones, the 4th of January in the Lark in Balbriggan, and the 1st of March in the Riverbank Arts Centre in Newbridge, and I think there's 5 or 6 other ones all the way up until spring, which is fantastic. So congratulations on the album, congratulations on the touring, Fiacna, and thanks for chatting to us tonight.
Thanks so much, Kieran.
Thank you so much. Why don't we play Our Song from the album Live at the Pavilion by Fiacna, Tom and Alan. This is Radio Nova.